弟兄姊妹，我们翻到马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 6.
马太福音第六章，我们读第九节到十三节。
Matthew chapter 6, we'll read from verse 9 through 13.
所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Pray then in this way.Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
Give us this day our daily bread.
免我们的债，如同我们免人的债。
And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
好，我们先就读这里，请我们低头有点祷告。
This concludes our Bible reading. Let's bow our heads for another word of prayer.
我们感谢你在复活早晨，我们一同来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you for gathering us before you on this day of your resurrection.
在这里我们要与你相会，在这里我们要听你的训言。
Here we would meet you face to face and listen to your voice.
我们求主也在这里借着圣灵也向我们说话。
Lord, we pray that you would speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你因着主耶稣的宝血在这里，神和人之间不再有间隔。
We pray in that under the blood of our Lord Jesus that there would be no separation between man.
因此我们可以坦然无惧来到在世人座前来向你仰望，来向你呼求。
That we can come boldly before your throne to call upon you and to seek your face.
你在儿子的恩典底下来恩待我们。
Through the grace of our Lord Jesus, you are gracious to us.
那我们在这里，我们心能够更多来向着你。
And here we would turn our hearts once again towards you.
借着你的话，再次把我们里面的信心，再次眺望起来。
That through your words that our faith would once again be stirred up.
借着你的话，让我们看见我们是一般蒙福的儿女。
And that through your words we would see that we are your blessed children.
我们能够因着你话在这里得到一同被建立，一同在这里让你的心意能够发表出来。
That here, by your words, that we would be established and we'd be able to live out your life.
我们感谢你，我们一同等候在你面前，你向我们施恩典。
Once again, we wait before you. We ask that you would pour out your grace upon us.
这样祷告都奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.让早晨呢，愿和弟兄姊妹继续来看登山宝训主耶稣所交通的话。
This morning we once again like to share more about the Sermon on the Mount and our Lord Jesus' words.
我们今天来交通主耶稣教导门徒怎样祷告。
Here we'll see the Lord Jesus teaching his disciples how to pray.
我们刚刚所读的这段经文呢，一般称为是主导文。
Some people would call this section that we have just read the Lord's Prayer.
所以这一段的主导，所谓主导呢，常常被人用在聚会里面，成为一个背诵的一个祷告文。
This Lord's Prayer is sometimes used as a prayer in the churches.
这个祷告文却成为一种的宗教的仪文。
It's become a kind of religious teaching.
这不是主当初教导门徒祷告的一个原来的一个心意。
This isn't the Lord's intention when he taught his disciples this prayer.
主耶稣为什么在这里教导门徒要怎样祷告呢？
Why is the Lord teaching his disciples how to pray?
因为前面主耶稣讲论到祷告的时候，
Because previously when he was talking about prayer,
说到有一些人他们祷告是为叫人看见，为叫人听见他们祷告。
He mentioned that some people prayed so that others could see them and hear them pray.
他们的里面的动机不纯。
That for those people, their inner intention isn't pure.
主耶稣说，你们祷告的时候，你们要进到内屋，关上门，祷告你们在暗中的父，父在暗中查看，必要报答你们。
But the Lord Jesus says, but you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
说你们祷告的时候也不需要用许多重复的话来祷告。
And he also goes on to say, do not use meaningless repetition when you pray.
因为你们还没有祈求之前呢， 你们所需用的，你们父已经知道了。
For your father knows what you need before you ask him.
所以说讲完这些话以后呢，第九节告诉我们说，所以。
So in verse 9, right after the Lord said these things, he says, pray then, therefore.
所以就是说，那么你们应该是怎样来祷告，才能够合神的一个心意呢？
So he says, therefore, you should pray this way. So as an example of how you should seek the heart of God.
耶稣借这一段话呢，在教导门徒他们怎样学习有个准确祷告的内容。
He gives an example as to teach his disciples how they should pray.
所以他底下说要这样说。
Says pray then in this way.
说这个在原文里面没有这个字。
Originally in the context it doesn't say say these words.
所以说你们祷告要这样。
It says pray in this manner.
这样什么叫这样呢？
What does it mean in this way?
这样就是一种一个模式。
Here it just gives a general form.
或是说一种一个 pattern, 一个原则。
Or a pattern to follow.
一种样式。
Kind of an example.
我们知道当神在西乃山启示摩西的时候把那个会幕的样式启示给他。
We know that on Mount Sinai, God gave Moses the pattern.For the tabernacle.
那个样式就是一个模式，一个 pattern.
And that description is the pattern for the tabernacle.
就是摩西必须照着神所指示那个样式来造那个会幕。
So Moses had to follow the pattern to build the tabernacle.
所以主耶稣在这里好像也给门徒有一个模式，一个 pattern, 一个祷告的一个样式。
So here, the Lord has given.His disciples a pattern or an outline to follow.
叫他们知道如何来祷告。
So that they would know how to pray.
借这一段呢，主耶稣所说话，让他们看见这个内容到底是应该是怎样一种的祷告内容。
So here they see what the content of a prayer should be.
我们从这一段的祷告里面，我们也可以说到，这是把神那个心意发表出来的一种祷告。
And we also say that this prayer can.Brings out the will of the Lord.
也可以说，当人祷告的时候，那个目的呢，是要把神那个心意把它发表出来。
So that the purpose of prayer is to bring out the will of the Lord.
借着人向神在呼求的时候，神借着灵把他自己的心意放在人的心中。
So when people cry out to the Lord brings out His will in their prayer.
这样的祷告是神所要得着的一种祷告。
So this is the kind of prayer that the Lord wants to receive.
那我们先来看，在这里主耶稣教导门徒祷告的时候，说到那个祷告对象是谁呢？
So when Jesus teaches his disciples, who is the recipient of their prayer?
在这里呢是说我们在天上的父。
He said, "Our Father who is in heaven."
所以我们看见祷告呢是人站在一个儿子的地位上来向天上的父祷告。
So You see here that when we pray, we're taking on the standpoint as children.
那第二方面，那个祷告为哪些事情祷告？然后说祷告内容应该是有哪些呢
？And what is the content? What are we praying about?
头一个呢是关系到神的事情。
The first item is about the Lord Himself.
所以在那里有三个愿望，说到你的名、你的国、你的旨意。
So the first three things is.About the Lord's name, His kingdom, and His will.
这三方面都是讲到神，永远的计划，永远的旨意。
So these talk about the Lord's eternal purpose and His eternal plan.
然后就讲到我们生活上的一个需要。
And after that is our daily needs.
最后呢，用颂赞来结束这个祷告。
In the end, it ends with worship.
最后当然说因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的直到永远阿们
At the end it says For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever Amen
所以我们看见好像在祷告主借这一段简短话让我们看见人怎样在神面前来祷告呢
So we see in this short section how man should pray before the Lord First and foremost is that we should pray for the Lord's will. Secondly, we see that we know we have many needs and the Lord wants us to ask Him about
it.
And at the end is this heartfelt praise and worship. Why we praise and worship at the end? Because all that we have asked for previously will be accomplished. Because in our hearts, we should have faith that the Lord will hear. So in the end, he concludes with his praise.
So we see
how should we pray that the Lord will hear and receive? This is a very deep lesson for us to learn.
因为只有摸到神所要的, 人的祷告才能够让神来成全。
Only if we pray about the will of the Lord
will
Apostle John says that unless we pray for the Lord's will, respond to our prayer.
所以借着耶稣他这短短的几句话，让我们学习我们怎样在祷告里面能蒙受神更多的祝福。
So in the Lord Jesus in this short prayer teaches us how to pray that we would receive more blessings.
让我们在祷告里面真实能够进到那个祷告的实际里面。
That we would be able to enter into the spirit of prayer.
头给我们说到，那么祷告对象是谁呢？
So who is the object of our prayer?
所以是说，乃是我们天上的父。
Lord Jesus teaches us that it is our Father who is in heaven.
在登山宝训短短三章里面呢，天上的父呢出现了十次。
In the Sermon on the Mount, these short three chapters, the phrase our Father in heaven appears 10 times.
有七次，另外七次呢是讲说你们的父，你们的父。
The others, there are 7 times it says your Father.
所以我们看见在登山宝训短短几章圣经里面。
So here, the Lord Jesus teaches us that our relationship with God is as a father. So when we pray, who is the object of our prayer? What is our relationship to Him? Only when we realize what our relationship to God is, will our prayer have.
我们也才知道如何来祷告。
And then we would know how to pray.
我们感谢神，当我们祷告的时候，我们知道我们乃是对着天上的神、天上的父来祷告。
Thank the Lord that when we pray, we know that we're praying to God in heaven, our
Father. 这是我们和神之间最亲密的一种关系。
This is a very close relationship with.
主耶稣，这位神不仅是主耶稣的父，他还说是我们的父。
Not only is he the Father of Lord Jesus, but he's also our Father.
他是长子,
he is the eldest son, and we are the younger.
当时耶稣从死里复活的时候，他对那个玛利亚说，
When he resurrected from the dead, he said to Mary,
你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们我要往父那里去，也是见我的父，也是你们的父。
He says, go to my brother and say to them, I send to my father and your father.
见你们神也是，见我的神也是你们的神。
To meet my God and your God.
所以我们看主耶稣在地上的时候，他常常在祷告的时候说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。
So often when Jesus prays, he says, Father, God of heaven and earth.
父啊，你的美意本是如此。
Oh, this is your will.
So we can see we are in a position to ask the Father.
So we should take a position as children when we pray to our.
We say in the Bible, it tells us that we have many different relationships, many different titles.
Although we have there's many different aspects of our relationship to the Father. Sometimes we say we are His servant. Because He has redeemed us at great cost, we should serve. Sometimes we are called God's people. That He will come and take care of us.
圣经说到我们是主的羊。
Other times the Bible teaches us that we are lambs.
说到这位羊的牧人，他带领我们，他牧养我们的一生。
And He is the good shepherd, and He will shepherd us our entire lives.
也说到我们是神的祭司。
And other times it says we are also priests.
说到我们这一般人是可以亲近神，是可以来侍奉他的。
That we can draw near to the Lord and serve Him.
哇，在许多关系都是非常重要的。
Although all these relationships are very important.
但是在所有关系里面，有一种关系呢是神的儿女。
But among all these relationships is that we are the children of God.
这是一个最甜美的一个思想。This
is very sweet way of thinking.
而这关系是说到神的一个最大的一个恩典。This
is the greatest grace from our Lord.
所以使徒约翰这样说，看啊，你看父所赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。So,
John says, how blessed are we that we are called children of God.
所以我们看见我们神所赐给我们最大的慈爱，就是我们能够被称为神的儿女。That
the greatest gift from our Father is that we can call Him, that we are His children. So what is the reason that the Lord has saved us? Not only has He saved us from our sins, but He has given His own life
to us.
That we would be His children, that we are adopted into His household. That we can share this inheritance with our Lord Jesus. That the Lord will be our fullness, our satisfaction. And this is the most important aspect of our salvation. So, to be the children of God is truly a blessing.
因此我们是做神儿女的时候，我们就有这个权利来向我们的父亲祷告。
Only when we realize that we are His children can we pray this way to our Father.
我们知道当一个人还没有信主之前，他是没有权利向神祷告的。
We know that before someone has accepted the Lord, yet they have no right.
没有信主之前，我们都是罪人。
Because we were all sinners.
我们没有资格来向这位神父祷告。
We have no ground with which to stand on to pray to our Lord.
也许当我们还没信主之前，我们遇到一些难处，有人告诉我们说，你可以向神祷告，可以向主祷告。And
if we meet some difficulties, someone might say, why don't you pray to the Lord?
就像有时候好像我们就听人家这样说，我们就有点难处，我们就向这位好像不认识的神，我们求他帮助我们。So
whenever we meet a difficulty, someone say, we might pray to this guy that we don't really know.
所以创造万有的神，他有时候的确怜悯我们，可怜我们这些罪人。
But the God who created the universe, He may have mercy upon us.
他也听我们祷告，解决我们一些的难处。
And He might hear our prayer and solve some of our difficulties.
但是我们所得到那是怎么一种恩典呢？
But do we receive this grace from Him?
那就像主耶稣所说，我们不过是吃到桌子上掉下那些碎渣儿。
It is like the Lord said that we're just eating crumbs that have fallen from the Master's table. But today, we are the children of God. We're not eating crumbs.
我们乃是可以坐在桌子旁边吃桌子上的饼。
We are sitting at the table and we can eat of the bread.
那是为儿女所预备的，是让我们来享受的。
This meal, the feast is prepared for His children, and we can enjoy it.
所以我们看见我们做神的儿女是极其荣耀、极其有福的一件事情。
So that to be children of God, we have truly this blessing in this.
我们可以向这位天父来祈求、来祷告。
We can ask of the Lord and pray to Him.
所以弟兄姐妹，若是我们看见我们就是站在这个地位上来向父祷告的时候，我们就非常喜欢来祷告。
So that when we realize that we can stand on this ground and pray to the Lord, we'll really enjoy praying.
今天许多神的儿女基督徒为什么不喜欢祷告呢?
Why do a lot of Christians today don't like praying?
因为他不知道他是一个做儿女的。
Because they don't realize that they are children of God.
他不知道他有这个权柄, 这个权利来向父祷告。
They don't realize that they have this right to pray.
有时候我们今天做基督徒的, 我们祷告就像一个罪人一样。
A lot of times today when we pray, we still pray as if we were sinners.
我们只要得到一点桌子上掉下来,是对他而,我们觉得就够了。
Sometimes we feel that if we just have some of these crumbs that have fallen from the table, we'll be satisfied.
所以是对那个家人夫人说,这是狗所吃的。
Lord Jesus said to the Samaritan woman that these are for dogs to eat.
我们不是狗,我们是神的儿女。
We aren't dogs, we are the children of God.
所以弟兄姊妹说,我们看见我们是这样的一个荣耀生父的时候,我们怎么不愿意常常来到父的面前来向他祷告呢?
So if we have this glorious life within us, why don't we enjoy coming to pray to the Lord?
借着这样的祷告,我们看见原来他是我们的神,他是,不仅是我们的神,他更是我们的父。
So when we pray, we know that He is not only our Lord, He is also our Father.
所以主耶稣一开头告诉我们说,你们要这样祷告,乃是我们在天上的父。
So the Lord Jesus begins, pray then in this way, our Father who is in heaven.
弟兄姊妹,因着我们是向这个天上的父祷告的时候,我们自然而然,我们可以敞开我们心,我们毫无间隔的,我们可以来到他,来到父的面前。
So when we pray this way, we can really open up our hearts and pray to our Father who is in heaven.
那怎么样向这个父祷告呢?
So how should we pray to His Father?
他说,愿人尊你的名为圣,愿你的国降临,愿你的旨意行如 行在地上如同行在天上
Lord Jesus said, Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这是头一个我们所要祷告的
This is the first thing that we should pray about.
来到父的面前,我们心中所想的头一件事情是什么呢?
When we come and pray before the Father, what is the first thing that we should think of?
我们所想要为哪些事情祷告呢?
What things should we pray about?
弟兄姊妹,今天常常我们来到父面前的时候,我们所想到就是我们自己的需要
A lot of times when we pray today, the first thing we think about is our own needs.
也因着我们有这些需要,我们才来祷告。
And it's only because that we have these needs that we even think
about. 若是我们没有这个需要,我们就不会来祷告。
If we don't have these needs, then we won't pray.
所以我们看见我们今天常常祷告都是我们以我们自己为中心,就是围绕着我们自己来祷告。
So a lot of times we see when we pray today, it's because of our own selves.
但是主耶稣在这里,他说,你们来到父面前祷告的时候,头一个乃是想到父的事情。
The Lord Jesus teaches us here that when we pray, the first thing we should think about is the Father Himself.
想到父的旨意是什么?
What our Father's will is.
我们记得主耶稣在地上的时候,
we know that when the Lord Jesus was on earth,
那是12岁他和他父母一同上耶路撒冷去过节,
that when he was 12 years old, he went to Jerusalem to, with his parents.
后来他回去的时候,主耶稣一个人留在耶路撒冷,没有跟他父母回去。
And when his parents left, Lord Jesus remained in Jerusalem without his parents.
后来他父母回到耶路撒冷找到他。
And eventually his parents went back to Jerusalem to find him.
他母亲非常忧虑。
His mother was very upset.
但是主耶稣怎么回答他父母的话呢?
How did Lord Jesus respond to his parents' words?
这是圣经记载主耶稣在地上所说的头一句话。
These are the first words that the Bible records that our Lord Jesus spoke on earth.
是从一个12岁的小孩子口中所出来一句话。
These are the words of from a 12-year-old boy.
他说,岂不知我应当以父的事为念吗?
Did you not know that I had to be in my father's...
岂不知我应当以父的事为念吗?
Yeah, I had to be mindful of my father's business.
我们知道今天一个12岁小孩子,
you know that today a 12-year-old child,
他心中所想的都是什么?
What do they think about?
我们当中有几位是现在是12岁的。
Are there any 12-year-olds among us here?
Lucy. 你祷告的时候你所想到是什么?
When you pray, what do you pray about? What do you think about?
今天许多小孩子12岁这种年纪, 他所想到的就是有什么电动玩具啊, 电脑游戏啊。
So I think 12-year-olds today, when they're thinking about it, is probably what video games or computer games.
说可以到哪边去玩啊?
Or where they can go play.
但是我们看见主耶稣, 当他12岁的时候,
we know that our Lord Jesus, when he was 12,
他在地上所发表出来，让我们所知道头一件事情呢是父的事。
The first thing that he was considering was his father's work.
在这个小小的孩子心中，为什么里面关心的是父的事，神家中的事呢？
Why in this young boy was he concerned with God's work?
因为他知道他来到地上的目的是为了什么。
Because he knew his purpose for coming down to earth.
他知道他来到地上是要遵循父的旨意，要成全神永远的救赎工作。
He knew he had to be faithful to the Father's will to accomplish his eternal plan.
所以我们看见只有一个人，他知道他为什么活在地上。
So we see only when a person knows why they're living here on earth.
只有一个人，他知道他生活目的是为了什么。
He knows what his meaning in life is.
他才知道如何来向父祷告。
Would he know how to pray to the Lord?
所以我们看见主耶稣在这里教导门徒说，你们祷告的时候，头一个，那叫愿人都尊你的名为圣。
So the first thing Lord Jesus mentions in his prayer is, Hallowed be your name.
尊神的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
名乃是代表神的自己。
Name means the Lord Himself. We know the Bible records many names for
Lord.
And every name represents a character. Every name speaks of what kind of God He is. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Every name is important and holy. Every name tells us what kind of God He is. And these names are only used God. It's only God is worthy to be called these names. So we see through the Bible that God is worthy of all these names. Through these names, we can learn more about His character that we may be able to draw near to him. And that with these names we can worship and serve him. How many people today would treat the Lord's name?
Holy?
How many people today would recognize the meaning of the Lord's name? A lot of times people would use the Lord's name in vain. Or they would use his name in a curse. This is very grievous to the Lord. Because only the Lord is worthy of all of our praises. A lot of times people may do something in the Lord's name that are contrary to His will. Why do people do this? Because they don't treat His name as holy. That they would take the Lord's name and just regular people's
names.
But someone who recognizes the Lord's name, because His name is holy.
圣说到一个独特,
Holiness speaks of a separation.
只有 神来使用，别人不可使用。
Only the Lord can use His name; other people can't.
甚至当人在那尊神明的称呼神明的时候，他里面也常常觉得他不配。
People treat the Lord's name with respect; they feel that they're unworthy of even calling His name.
我们诗本里面有首诗歌，耶稣，耶稣，我的性命。
There's a hymn in our hymn book. It says, "Jesus, Jesus." My life.
作诗的人当爱求神，他说：“我将你的名日念千遍。”
He says, "Forgive me if I may call your name 1,000 times a day."
他认识宝贵耶稣这个名。
He realizes how precious the Lord's name is.
他巴不得千千一再的称呼耶稣的名。
He wants to call upon the name all day.
但是当他在呼求耶稣的名的时候，他说：“求你原谅我。”
But when he calls upon his name, he says, "Please forgive me."
这个名对他是何等的宝贵，何等有价值。
Because this name is so precious and has such worth.
他不得日念千遍。
He would want to call his name 1,000 times a day.
但他知道这个名是何等的神圣。
But he knows his name is so holy.
所以他求主来赦免他，常常这样呼吁他的名。
So he asked the Lord to forgive him for calling on his name so often.
就像我们今天，从前古时代对君王的时候，不敢称君王的名。
It's like in ancient times when you approach a king, you wouldn't call him by his name.
那些臣子来到那个君王面前的时候，总就说殿下。
Oh, it was when they speak to a king, they would call him Your Majesty.
他不敢称呼王的名。
They don't want to speak the name of the king.
现在好像在地上，我不知道怎么说，像那个法官，好像在人面前是非常尊严的、尊贵的，是吧
？So when you today, the closest thing would probably when you speak to a judge.
所以你到法庭去的时候，你不是说某某法官。
When you go speak to the judge, you don't say so and so judge.
人家是不是说 honor 是不是？
You say your honor.
对他的一个尊崇。
This is a respect given.
因为法官坐在那是非常有威严的。
Because if a judge is sitting there, they're in a position that is due a lot of honor.
我们神大过这些地上，好像被人看为非常有尊贵的那些人。
Our God is far above all these people on earth that.Have these positions of honor.
所以主耶稣叫你祷告说，头一个你们要求，愿人都尊神的名为圣。
So when we pray, we must ask that everyone would treat the Lord's name.
十诫里面第三条也告诉我们说，不可妄称耶和华的名。
It also says you should not use the Lord's name in vain.
因为妄称耶和华的名是一个极其对神的一个不敬畏。
Because using his name in vain is brings great dishonor to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们巴不得我们的祷告也是，不仅我们在能尊神的名为圣，我们巴不得更多的人尊神的名为圣。
So not only should we treat the Lord's name as holy, but
知道我们这个神，我们这个父，他是尊贵荣耀的。
Because we know that our Lord is worthy of
glory. 他是配得所有的人敬拜侍奉的那一位。
He's the one that's deserving of everyone's praise and worship.
所以每次我们称呼神的名，称呼主的名的时候，我们也是在有这样的一个敬畏的心。
So when we call upon His name, we should have this heart of respect.
因为许多时候我们不小心，常会落到一个口头禅，人一开口就主啊，主啊，主啊。
So, today there.A lot of people, when they pray, they have this habit of starting saying, Jesus, Jesus, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. When people that have learned how to pray, they ask for the Lord's blood to cover them. That everyone would treat your name as holy. Let your kingdom come.
国是代表神的权柄，代表神的管理。
The kingdom represents the Lord's authority.
我们知道，今天当人犯罪堕落以后，是落在那恶者的权势底下。
You know that when people sin and have fallen, they've fallen under the authority of the evil one.
人在那受恶者的管理辖制。
They are under the judgment of the evil one.
能服在他权柄的底下。
They are under his dominion.
在那悖逆神、以神为仇为敌。
There they are opposed to God.
所以我们看见地上是撒旦掌权的一个国度。
So we see that earth is the kingdom under the dominion of Satan.
主教导我们说，愿你的国降临。
So Lord Jesus teaches us to pray, let your kingdom come.
那就是说让神的权柄能够显在地上，显在人的身上。
That the Lord's authority would be manifest on earth in people's lives.
我们说当我们蒙恩得救以后，
you know that when we are saved,
神告诉我们说我们就成为神家里的人。
That we enter into his household.
所以一面我们的确是神的儿女。
So not only are we his children,
但是我们蒙恩得救以后，我们也是进到神的国。
The moment we are saved, we also enter into his kingdom.
我们成为神的百姓，神的子民。
We become his people.
神在我们身上应该是有权柄，神是可以来管理我们的。
The Lord should have authority in our lives.
所以当个蒙恩得救呢，是从撒旦权势国度里面被拯救出来。
So we are saved out of the dominion of Satan.
进到神的国度里面，成为神的百姓。
To enter into the kingdom of our Lord.
所以教会不仅是神的家，教会也是神的国。
So not only is the church the house of God, it is also his kingdom.
我们不错，我们是神的儿女。
Now it's true, we are his children.
但是我们另外一方面也知道我们是神的百姓。
On the other hand, we also know that we are his people.
我们乃是愿意服在神的权柄底下，接受他管理的一般人。
We are willing to fall underneath his authority, underneath his dominion.
法利赛人曾经问主耶稣说：“神的国几时降临？”
The Pharisees asked, when is the kingdom of God coming?
主耶稣说神的国不是在那里，不是在这里，不是在那里。
And Lord Jesus said, the kingdom of God isn't here or there.
神的国乃是在你们心里，神的国在你们中间。
The kingdom of God is in your heart.
所以就说当一个人得救以后呢，神进到他心中，那就有神的国。
So when someone is saved, the Lord enters into their hearts, and in there, it's his kingdom.
神在人心中就做王掌权，在管理这个人。
In their hearts, the Lord is king over them and has authority over them.
所以，我们要认识我们的确是神的儿女，极其宝贵用一种身份。
So first, we must realize that we are the children of God. We have this blessing and this.
但是我们要知道，我们也是神的百姓，我们是天上的国民。
But we also have to realize that we are his people. We belong to him.
所以，教会是神国的一个所在。
So the church is this place where the kingdom of God.
我们知道有一天神的国要降临在地上。
Know that one day the kingdom of God will
come down to earth. 但是今天神的国实际要显在人的身，显在教会，显在蒙恩的儿女的身上。
But first, the kingdom of God must be made manifest in the lives of his believers.
所以当我们蒙恩得救以后，我们进到这个神国、神掌权的一个范围里面。
We will enter into this, his kingdom where his authority is.
在这里我们应该知道我们要学习顺服神。
Here we will learn how to be faithful to him.
我们在这里要接受神给我们的带领和管理。
And we will receive his leading and his
这就是神的国降临。
This is what it means for the kingdom of God.
但是我们知道有一天神的国的确要显在地上。
We know that one dayThe kingdom of God will be manifest.
那一天，四大国要成为我主耶稣基督的国。
That all of the kingdoms of earth will become the kingdoms.
那一天，全地都要服在他权柄底下。
And in that day, all of the world would fall underneath his authority.
但是那一天还没有降临之前呢
？But before that day arrives,
神的国要先显在神的百姓的心中。
The kingdom of God would be made manifest in.
神要借这些属乎他的人，愿意顺服他的人。
So that the Lord, through those that belong to Him,
要扩展神国的范围
will expand the borders of.
这个就是为什么需要传福音给人的原因。
This is why we need to share the gospel with other people.
当人相信福音的时候
when other people believe in the gospel,
不仅我们罪得赦免
not only are our sins forgiven,
不仅我们不下地火湖
not only are we saved from being cast into the fire,
而是把这些原来在仇敌权势底下的人拯救出来
we are to save all of those who.Who are prisoners under
让他们进到神的国里面，服在神的权柄管理底下。
That they would be enter into the kingdom of heaven.
让更多的人进在神国的掌权里面。
So that more people would enter into under the dominion of.
要借地上教会这些在神国里面的人。
so that on earth, all those who belong to the Lord's kingdom,
最终把将来国度带到地上来,
that we would one day be able to bring the kingdom of God physically down.
将来国度怎样能够降临呢?
How would his kingdom come down?
就是要借着神的百姓的祷告, 借着教会在地上的做见证,
through the prayer of his people, through the testimony of his people,
叫神的国快快地降临,
to ask his kingdom to come quickly.
我们知道旧约里面, 大卫,
you know, in the Old Testament, David,
大卫在年轻的时候, 神就高他要做以色列君王,
in the Old Testament, when David was young, the Lord anointed him to be king over Israel.
但是真正大卫得国呢, 还需要很长一段时间,
but before David actually received the kingdom, there was still a long period of time.
在这段很长时间里面, 最终他怎样能够得国呢?
And through this, between when he was anointed and when he eventually became king,
最终神的旨意能成全他的身上让他能够坐在以色列宝座上做王呢?
What happened that allowed him to eventually be able to sit on the throne of Israel was that there were many people that were willing to follow him.
圣经在历史书在历代之上在撒母耳下都记载那些跟随大卫的人.
So in 2 Samuel and 1 Kings, they record all the people that followed David.
圣经说那些是大能的勇士.
And the Bible calls them his mighty men.
这些大能勇士他们来投靠大卫.
These mighty men followed David.
在那里奉勇帮助大卫得国.
And they helped him to take the kingdom of Israel.
所以我们看见大卫最终为什么能够得国成为以色列君王呢?
So we see how David eventually became king over Israel. Was that there was this group of people that was willing to fight for David to help him take the kingdom. So this speaks of the New Testament church today. The Lord has already anointed the Lord Jesus and his kingdom will come one day. This must occur and it will occur. It needs the church, the children of God.
有一般人也像当年跟随大卫那些勇士们,
we need people like the mighty men that followed after David.
他们在那里为大卫征战, 帮助大卫最终能够得国.
Those people that helped David fight and eventually take the kingdom.
这些人, 圣经告诉我们说, 他们是大人的勇士, 神把他名字记下来, 神纪念他们.
The Bible calls them David's mighty men, and the Bible records them, and God remembers who they are. So who are these mighty men? These people who are willing to obey the will of the Lord. These mighty men, they listened to what the Lord had told the Israelites. Because they know that the Lord had already anointed David to be king over Israel. They understood the Lord's will. Although David on earth had to go through many difficulties and trials. Especially Saul was pursuing him. And we know that Saul was a king and he had a lot of authority. But these few mighty men were willing to stand by David's side. To the point where David was a wanted man, almost a criminal. But these mighty men knew that the Lord's will and his purpose was in David, and he would one day become king. So they were willing to sacrifice their lives and help David take the kingdom. Brothers and sisters, Oh, that we were like these mighty men.
今天这位本来羔羊, 在地上世人所描是轻看的,
today, the Lamb of God is looked lightly upon by the world.
但是那些真正认识他的人,
but those that truly know him,
知道有一天这位本来羔羊, 他有一天要坐在宝座上,
we know, they know that one day this Lamb of God would sit upon the throne.
他们就愿意跟随他,
so they are willing to follow him.
帮助他得国,
help him to bring the kingdom. That one day when he comes down from heaven, that he would bring the kingdom to earth. So these are the people that the Lord will remember.
所以主耶稣说, 在那里说, 愿人多, 愿你的国降临,
so Lord Jesus asks us to pray, your kingdom come.
弟兄们,
but this is what we should pray about today.
然后愿你的旨意,
the following, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们感谢神,
so we thank the Lord that today in heaven, his will is completely unhindered. In Revelation chapter 4, we see,
当使徒约翰在灵的里面被带到天上, 看见天上的一个一副的景象,
when Apostle John was brought into heaven in the spirit, he saw this vision.
看见那有四活物,
saw these four living creatures.
那代表塑造之物,
it represents all the created things.
在那有24位长老, 那代表神行政的一个管理,
and the 24 elders,
他们在那称颂神, 赞美神,
where they were praising and worshiping the Lord.
他们在那说, 在那称赞说, 圣哉, 圣哉, 我主我神,
say, holy, holy, our God.
你是配得荣耀尊贵, 权柄的,
is worthy of all glory and honor.
我们看见太天上有一幅非常美的一个光景,
we saw in heaven this truly a wondrous sight.
因为是神永远自己成全的时候所要彰显出来一种一个情形,
it's a situation where the will of the Lord is completely manifest.
因为那是神永远自己完成的时候,
when his will is completed.
但是那个光景怎样能够在地上显明出来呢?
So how can this situation be brought here on earth?
今天我们看见地上神的旨意好像受许多打岔, 受许多拦阻,
here on earth, we see it seems that the Lord's will has a lot of hindrances. And
让神的旨意在地上好像不能通行,
that his will can't move freely.
因为在地上没有人把神摆在一个当得的该得的一个地位,
because no one places God in his rightful place here.
因为人没有把神名当作一个神圣的名,
because no one treats his name as holy.
人在地上也不愿意接受神权柄的管理,
and people don't want to receive the Lord's authority.
好像让神的旨意在地上受一些影响,
and it seems to affect his will here on earth.
但是我们感谢神的旨意, 神所定的, 所命定的,
but we thank the Lord that what he has decreed will occur. What it needs is the prayer of the church here on earth. That his will would be able to move freely here on earth. How will his will be accomplished here
on earth?
It must first be accomplished in the church. So, when the kingdom will one day be manifest here on earth, it must first be manifest in the church. That there will be people in the church that would treat the Lord's name as
Lord,
that would be willing to fall underneath his authority and receive. And through these people, his will be accomplished here on earth. And when the day his kingdom comes is when the day his will be accomplished on earth as it is in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹,当我们祷告的时候,我们头一个所想到的乃是神永远的旨意。
So brothers and sisters, when we pray today, the first thing we should think about is his eternal purpose.
当我们在为神的旨意当祷告的时候,
when we pray for his will,
神也顾念到我们在地上的需要,
the Lord would take care of our earthly needs.
并且我们也知道神之所以顾念我们在地上的需要。
So we know that the Lord provides for our daily needs.
也是为了叫他旨意能够成全。
So that His will would be accomplished.
这个就是我刚提到说为什么主耶稣来到地上的时候他心中所想的就是父的事呢。
Why I mentioned before, when Jesus came down to earth, why was he only concerned with the Father's will? Because he knew what his purpose on earth was. To live for the will of the Lord.
所以同样，我们的确可以为我们生活上许多需要所遭遇的各种环境来向神祷告，向父祷告。
So when we pray to the Lord, we should be concerned with his will.
但是这一切神之所以垂听我们祷告，乃是让我们看见，原来这一切都是让我们能够好好活在神的面前。
The purpose of our prayer is so we should know how to live before the Lord.
让我们能够好好遵循神的旨意。
For us to learn how to pursue His will.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们有这样认识的时候，我们就知道如何来为我们身上各种的情形、各种需要来祷告。
So when we pray, then we will know. What we actually need. Because when we pray, it's not just for our earthly needs. That behind our prayers is a deeper meaning, this is for the Lord Himself. So we can be bold and freely pray to the Lord in heaven. For whatever our earthly needs, we can ask Him. Because we know that our prayer isn't for ourselves. But that His will would be able to be accomplished in us. When we pray in this manner, then the Lord will hear
our
So this is why the Lord Jesus tells us that we can pray for our daily needs. We need certain things. We need to eat and drink. So how should we pray for these?
He says,
give us this day.
乃是当我们在祷告为肉身祷告的时候，为肉身需要祷告的时候，乃是今日饮食赐给我们。
Give us this day our daily bread.
那就是说我们需要天天来仰望他，来信靠他。
That every day we should look to the Lord.
每次我们要向他呼求，顾念我们需要说，我们说今日的饮食是给我们。
So whenever we pray to him, we ask for this day our daily
bread. 主耶稣后面告诉我们说，不要为明天忧虑。
And the Lord continues on to say later.
明天有明天的忧虑。
Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow,
don't worry. 所以我们为今天我们所需用的来向神、向父祷告。
So for today, we'll ask for what we need today.
正如以色列百姓他们在旷野生活的时候
，When the Israelites were living in the wilderness,
神吩咐他们每天都要到外面去，每天早晨到外面去那个捡玛拿。
The Lord commanded them every morning to go out and collect manna.
每天都要出去。
Every morning.
神没有说你们一天出去把一个礼拜全部都收进来。
The Lord didn't say you go out one day and collect all the food you need for the whole week.
天天需要出去。需要出去呢?
Why did they have to go out every morning?
乃是他让他们看见每天都是需要仰望神。
To let them know that every day they had to rely upon the Lord.
每天都是要学习要信靠他。
That every day we have to learn to trust in Him.
我们不需要为明天忧虑。
We don't have to worry about tomorrow.
因为我们知道他是我们的父。
Because we know that He is our Father.
没有一个父不顾到他儿女的需要。
Every father will provide for his children's needs.
父知道我们今天需要什么。
The Father knows what we need today.
父也知道明天需要什么。
And the Father knows what we will need tomorrow.
我们只要把今天需要带到他面前来。
We only need to bring today's
needs. 明天如何我们不知道。
Tomorrow we may not know what happens.
但是我们知道明天乃是我们的父，我们神在掌权。
But we know that tomorrow is in the hand, in the authority of our Lord.
所以日用饮食今日赐给我们。
So give us this day our daily bread.
第二个，免我们的债，如同我们免人的债。
And next.And forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
我们原来都是欠神欠债对神是一个欠债的人。
We were all debtors to the Lord.
我们亏欠神的一个人。
We are all people that owe the Lord a lot.
我们感谢神，因着主耶稣的宝血，一切都赦免了。
Thanks to the blood of our Lord Jesus, all has been forgiven.
他免去我们所有的债。
He He has washed away all of our sins.
那些债我们也是付不起，赔不起。
And those debts we couldn't afford to pay.
我们感谢神，他是白白恩典，把我们所有罪债、我们对神的亏欠，完全都白白赦免掉呀。
Thank the Lord that He has washed away all of our sins and transgressions.
但是一个人要在更多经历到神的赦免，必须要免别人的债。
For those that have received this forgiveness from the Lord, should forgive others.
头一个免债不需要我们行什么。
Our forgiveness, we didn't have to pay.
我们只要用简单信心，相信主耶稣基督，我们就所有债都免了。All
we needed is this simple faith to believe in the Lord, and all of our sins.
但是以后若是要常常经历到神对我们赦免宽恕。
We have to be mindful of the forgiveness that the Lord has given to us.
这是有条件的。It
comes with conditions.
那是要先赦免人的债。
At first, we have to forgive those who are in debt. My sisters, a lot of times here on earth, we may owe other people.
别人有时候会亏欠我们。
Other people may owe us.
当我们亏欠别人的时候，我们巴不得别人也能够赦免我们、怜悯我们。
We know that if we transgress against others, we may hope that they would forgive us.
免我们的债。
Forgive us of our debts.
但是当人亏欠我们的时候，我们是不是能免别人债呢？
But when other people are in debt to us, or will we be willing to forgive them?
所以我们先免别人债，我们才在神面前还有许多亏欠，神才能够再免我们的债。
Only when we have forgiven those who are in debt to us will the Father forgive us of
our debt.
Lord Jesus once gave an example.
有一个人欠王1000万两银子。
There was someone who owed the king
100 talents.
He had no ability to pay off
his debt.
So this king forgave him of all his debts.
但是没有想到这个人出去又碰到他一个同伴。
So not knowing that when this man left the king's presence, he bumped into a fellow.
不过是欠他十两银子。
The fellow only owed him 10 shekels of silver.
他就掐住他的脖子，要把他送到官府去。
So he grabbed him by the neck and was about to throw him into prison.
就有人告诉这个王。
So someone told this to the king.
这个王就非常生气，就把这个人抓回来，把他下到监牢里面。And
the king was furious, and he arrested this first man and put him into.
用什么？我们是不是常常像那个人呢？
Are we often like this man, brothers and sisters?
我们欠神是1000万两银子。
We owe the Lord 100 talents.
我们一生也赔不完，还不完。
Our entire lives we would not be able to pay back.
但是神是完全的宽恕，完全的赦免。
But the Lord has completely forgiven us.
但是有时候别人弟兄姊妹对我们有点好像亏欠的时候，不过一点点十两。
But when our fellow brothers and sisters may owe us just 10 shekels of silver.
甚至有时候不到十两，可能只有半两而已。
Maybe not even up to 10, maybe like half a shekel.
我们就要掐住他的脖子。 不放过他,
we would grab them by the neck and not let them out.
心中一直挂念着，一直放在心中过不去。
We keep this grudge in our hearts and we never let go.
如果我们是这样光景，我们就没办法经历到神对我们宽恕赦免。
If we have this attitude in our lives, we'd not be able to fully receive the forgiveness from the Lord.
虽然我们罪已经赦免了,
true, our sins have been forgiven.
虽然我们是被称为神的儿女。
We may be children of God.
但是我们在地上常常做许多不讨神父喜欢的事情。
But we may do a lot of things that are displeasing to the Lord.
我们还需要神常常赦免我们，宽恕我们。
We need the Lord to continually forgive us.
我们怎么样能够再次经历到神的宽恕呢？
How can we enter into the forgiveness of the Lord?
除非我们先免别人的债。
If we forgive our debtors,
神就会免我们的债。
Then the Lord will forgive us of our debt.
那底下主耶稣说，不叫我们遇见试探。
He goes on to say, do not lead us into temptation. We live in this crooked and perverse generation. We may meet a lot of temptation. When we meet temptations, we are very weak. We may not be able to overcome
it.
So we can ask the Lord to keep us away from these temptations. That we be kept away from things that would
免得我们落到试探里面,
that we would not fall into temptation,
落到罪恶里面,
fall into sin.
所以我们可以求神帮助我们,
so we can ask the Lord to help us.
在环境上常常把我们分别为圣出来,
that in our surroundings that we would be consecrated to
我们把我们自己分别为圣出来,
that we would consecrate ourselves.
叫今天, 这个罪恶世界许多引诱我们犯罪引诱我们落到罪恶权势里面来罪恶离我们而去
that he would take away all these things in the world that would tempt us away from him, that we
would
be kept away from them, that we would not meet them.
但我们不遇见的时候我们就不会受试探
so that when we don't even meet them, we won't, of course we won't be tempted.
有一次一个姊妹她说在一个小聚会她说她弟兄们她说她有些事情要去试看看
So there's a sister in a small gathering that her husband wanted to try something. So the sister said to him, don't be tempted. Because the brother thought that you know maybe he shouldn't have a problem with it.
Brothers,
do we know that we are very weak? There is no one that can overcome the
temptation.
Unless the Lord helps us. Unless the Lord saves us. That what we ask the Lord that when we meet this temptation, that He would open up a path for us to escape temptation. But it would be better for us to not meet these temptations at all. Lord Jesus says that we can pray that we would not meet temptation.
然后第四个呢,
and the last is deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the evil one.
因为恶者他借着弱气让我们落到他的权势底下落到他网络里面
that the evil one wants to bring us into his grasp again.
来攻击我们
he would attack us.
所以我们需要求主来拯救我们脱离那恶者
So we can ask the Lord to deliver us from the evil
在这个邪恶世代当中 祂把我们分别出来
In this wicked generation that He would separate
我们要常常活在神的家 神的国里面
That we would dwell in His house, in His kingdom
我们在这里就可以受到保护
There we can receive this protection
我们在这里不会受到试探 也不会落到恶者的权势底下
In the kingdom of God we would be free from temptation and not fall into the evil one. This prayer encompasses all the various needs that we have. We can pray for all these things. Because we are the Lord's children, He is our Father. Thank you, Lord, that He is truly gracious to us. And when we pray in this way, that we would be able to bring glory and honor and praise to
him. 因为国度权柄荣耀, 全是他的,
because the kingdom and the power and the glory
are
all his. When in faith we pray the Lord in this way, in our hearts we would have this praise. Because praise is one of the highest because praise is most pleasing to the Lord's heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要学习在信心里面开口的赞美、称颂我们的神。So
we need to learn how to open our mouths to pray and praise the Lord. To praise our Father.
我想这是个最高的侍奉。I
think this is one of the highest points of worship.
我们觉得侍奉应该是做许多事情。I
think that a service is doing a lot of things.
不错，侍奉需有许多事情要做。
True, there are a lot of things that we need to do.
但是当我们去读历代志上的时候,
when we read Leviticus,
我们看见大卫登,
oh, first one, of course.
登上宝座, 他在那安排圣殿许多侍奉的时候,
when King David was preparing all the services in the temple,
他还不是安排那些祭司怎么去献祭烧香,
not only did he plan the how the priests would go in and light the incense.
歌唱的人,
he also planned out all of the singers.
那些赞美神的人,
those people who would praise the Lord. Because this is the service that is most pleasing to Because when we praise the Lord, that means we have this, we know the Lord in a certain way. Because we recognize the Lord is almighty. And we see how precious the Lord is. That we can't help but praise Him.
So we see
So John saw in heaven, there are all creation, all these 10,000
angels praising the Lord.
This is the service that is most pleasing to the Lord.
今天也是一样.
And today is the same.
弟兄姊妹,
outwardly, we may not do a lot of things.
但是每次来到神面前的时候,
but every time we come before the Lord,
特别来到波饼聚会的时候,
especially when we come before the
communion, breaking bread,
we see all that the Lord has done for us.
我们看见我们在他面前所蒙受恩典是何其的浩大。
We see how great the grace that He has given to us.
我们不得在那里不得称颂赞美他。
There we cannot help but praise Him.
在那里我们不看我们自己的光景如何。
We don't see our own condition.
我们在那里所看见的是主耶稣基督。
What we see is our Lord Himself.
我们看见他自己的荣耀，看见他的美丽。
We see His beauty and His glory.
我们在那里就会开口的赞美他。
And there we would open our mouths to praise Him.
每一次我们眼目定睛在他身上的时候,
every time we fix our eyes upon Him,
我们信心的根基, 我们信心的锚就抛在他身上。
The anchor of our faith is cast upon Him.
我们在那里就能学习开口赞美我们神。
There we would learn how to pray, open our mouths and pray.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们每一次祷告的时候, 我们巴不得里面是充满了感谢，充满了赞美。
So every time we pray, our hearts should be filled with thanksgiving and praise.
因为他配得这样的尊崇，配得这样赞美。
Because He is worthy of all of our worship and praise.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀都是他的。
Because the kingdom, the power, and the glory are His.
直到永远。
Forever.
所以巴不得借主耶稣教导门徒的祷告，这一段的祷告。
So we hope that by studying the Lord Jesus teaching His disciples how to pray, that we may be able to learn more about prayer. That we would learn more about the Lord's life within us. And that the Lord will receive more glory. Let's conclude our sharing. Last prayer, brother, to conclude in prayer.
Let's bow and pray.
请低头祷告.
我们一起祷告.
Let's bow and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling us your children. How great your love is. Once again, through your Son, we come before you to give up our thanks and worship. And through your Holy Spirit, may you deeply impress upon our hearts your word. So that we may truly understand how to pray to you, to please you. Just like our Lord has taught us. Let us learn daily how to take account your things of God.
让基督在我们的心中,
that Christ may be our focus.
祷告感谢奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in our Lord's precious and victorious name.
Amen. 感谢主给我们每一个主日有信息释放给我们。
I thank the Lord that He has prepared a message for us every Sunday.
让我们能够听见他的声音，能够学习怎样来走他的旨意。
And how we are able to hear His voice and learn how to follow His will.
在祷告事上实在是我们有很多。